Some people feared him. Rival gang members tried to kill him, and detectives tried to put him behind bars. George Christie was a Hells Angels gang member in Ventura and Los Angeles counties for more than 3 decades.
Absolutely, Fastlane. I mean, I've had people shoot at me. I've been bombed. There was a bike club out of Chicago. They actually came to Ventura. They had a map. They had a gun with a silencer. They had my picture.
Christie left the Hells Angels several years ago, but rather than trying to distance himself from his past, he's telling his story in a new one-man stage show premiering in Ventura this week called Outlaw.
I wanted to really tell my story in my words with nobody controlling it but me, and here I am.
Christie grew up in Southern California. His family was hardworking but poor. Christie served in the military. He got a motorcycle and started hanging out with motorcycle clubs because he liked their freewheeling lifestyle in the 1960s. He soon became one of the Hells Angels leaders in Los Angeles. He says he didn't condone violence, but admits it was hard to control it among the club's members.
I do have some regrets. Down in Los Angeles, there was a bombing down there, and I had warned people about collateral damage. A bomb went off, and it did kill the target, but it killed a 15-year-old kid, too. You know, that's something I've lived with since the 70s.
As the gang's role in crime increased, he came up with the idea of moving the club to Ventura County away from the eyes of law enforcement.
We are in the midst of an investigation down there. There's been 6 murders in 6 months. I come up with this idea to come to Ventura. I'll refer to it as a former Marine as a tactical retreat.
But he says by the early 2000s, he began to question what he was doing with his life.
It was an evolution. I started reevaluating myself. It took me a couple of years. I reached a point in time when I felt perhaps we'd become the people rebelled against. I think it's time for me to go.
In 2011, as he was in the middle of his third major trial and facing a potential life sentence, he says he decided that enough was enough and it was time to get out of the life.
I'd beat the feds in the 80s, and then the judge turned to me and he pointed at me and he said, "God only knows what you've gotten away with, Mr. Christie." He goes, "I want you guys to reach an agreement today." You know, he goes, "You got to give something and you got to give something." We did. We reached an agreement. He sentenced me. I went to prison in Texas.
He left the gang life. He wrote 2 books and was the focus of a miniseries about his story on the History Channel. Now his latest project is Outlaw, a one-man stage show about his life, which opens this week in Ventura.
Had guns stuck in my ribs, pointed at my head, been shot at, been more gang wars and street fights than I can remember. But when you hear the United States of America versus George Gus Christie Jr., and you understand the most powerful country in the world's got a problem with you, you've got to ask yourself, how did I get here?
Christie talks about why he wants to do the show and tell his story.
I'm not trying to gain respectability with this show or change my past. You know, there's a lot of people out there that still think that I'm a pretty unsavory character. And, you know, that's their opinion, and I respect their opinion. But this is about what shapes somebody, where it drives them and takes them to. So I think everybody that comes to this show have had things happen to them that help shape their future, whether positive or negative. You would hope that as you get older and more tempered, that you can look at yourself honestly and not lie to yourself.
Christie is now 71, and with his silver hair, goatee, and stylish glasses, looks and sounds more like a university professor than a former Hells Angels leader. He admits that people have all kinds of reactions when they meet him.
Some people are appalled by me. Some people are fascinated by me. Some people get to know me, and they even like me. At least they tell me they do. Now, whether they do or not, I don't know.
Since he's open about his past, you have to ask one big question.
Did he get away with some stuff?
Well, the judge said it appropriately. Only God knows what you got away with. But on the other hand, only God knows what I paid. And I paid. I lost a son. I've lost a lot of friends. Life has a way of balancing itself out.
Outlaw will premiere this week with performances Wednesday and Thursday nights at the Rubicon Theater in Ventura. It will move to Santa Barbara Center Stage Theater May 2nd and 3rd. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.